Very beginning of Hilchas Pesach, the Rama tells us the following din. If you look at number one, he says, Hagah, the Rama, Minhag Liknos Chitim Lechalkan Laniim Letzach Pesach. There is a minhag to buy wheat, to collect money for the wheat called Maos Chitim, also Kimcha the Pischa, the Kemach of Pesach, to collect the money for the Pesach. Should I wait a second? So there's a minhag, says Rama, to collect money for the purposes of the aniyim, that they should have what to eat for Pesach. Whoever lives in a city for at least 12 months has obligation to contribute, to participate in such a minhag, again called Maos Chitim. So that means if you're living in Boca, wherever you might live, for 12 months, you have an obligation to help support the aniyim when it comes to Pesach for giving money. Says the Magen Avraham, number two, even if a person himself is poor, Hadar Po Yud Beis Chodesh, who lives here for 12 months, is also Mechuyavim Litein Lo, he also must give as well. But then he quotes from the Smach, the Sefer Mitzvah Sakata. Because of a Smach, Ha'idna nowadays, Shloshim Yom. If you only live in a place for 30 days, you have an obligation. So let's say you spend half the year here, half the year in New York or Canada, wherever it might be. You might be putter if you need 12 months. But the Smach says if you're here for just 30 days, you have an obligation to start contributing to the Maos Chitim funds. Asks the Makor Chaim. The Makor Chaim, who is the author of the Nesivos Mishpat, a very important sefer on Choshen Mishpat of Yaakov Luberbaum, Milisa, asks the following question. So Rama says, or that rather the Magid Ram says, that once you're here for 30 days, you must contribute to this fund. If you look at number four, we'll get to three in a second. If you look at number four, Hilchot Tzedakah tells us the following din. We're going to read through the whole paragraph. Misha Yashav b'medina shloshim yom. If you live in an area for 30 days, hayukofen also litain tzedakah l'kupa im b'nei medina. There are different types of funds, different types of tzedakahs. If you live 30 days, you go give to that which is called the kupa. The kupa tzedakah year. The kupa's a year, you give money. Yashav sham gimel chadashim, you live there for 3 months. Kofenoso, we force him litain letamchoy, which is more of a weekly payments. Yashav sham shisha chadashim, you live there for 6 months. Kofenoso litain tzedakah b'ktsus, you have to now start contributing to the funds that provide clothing for those who need. Shemechasim ba niyayir. And goes on to say, 9 months, you have to contribute to the funds to help bury someone who doesn't have money to bury, and so on and so forth. So different levels of contributions, depending how long you've lived there for. At the end of the day, the very last line, the Rama writes as follows, in the bold. The Yesh Omrim, they're those who hold, the Bizman Hazet nowadays, Misharin L'chol B'Shloshim Yom. For all the different funds, the different organizations, once you live there for 30 days, you must start contributing to the Kupa, to the Tamchoy, to the Ksus, the clothing, to the Kvura, the burial. 30 days means you have an obligation to participate in Hilchos Tzedakah, from A to Z. Asks the Makor Chaim in number three. It's hard to read, but I'll say this outside. Why did the Magen Avraham bring a proof? He proved that by Maos Chitim, once you're there for 30 days, you have to start contributing Maos Chitim. How does he know? From the Smach. Why did the Magen Avraham bring a Raya from the Rama himself in Hilchot Tzedakah? The Rama writes, "Or by all Hilchot Tzedakah, you've been living there for 30 days, start contributing." Why is he pulling a smock? Now, of course, the smock is very important, safer. But still, when it comes to Shulchan Aruch and Halacha, it's perhaps a stronger raya to bring from the Rama himself that 30 days is the age, or really the time, for all tzedakahs, including Maos Chitim. Why did he not bring the proof from the Rama? And listen to what the Makor Chaim answers. The obligation to pay money to what's called Maos Chitim, to pay money to contribute to the funds for the matzah of the anim, is not a din in Hilchos Tzedakah. It's a halacha in Hilchos Mas, taxes. We have an obligation to pay taxes. There's one thing, you give tzedakah, so a guy comes over, here's a dollar, that's tzedakah. Taxes, I live in a community, I have to pay the taxes of the city, of the state, of the country. That's an obligation of what's called mas, taxes. That's not a halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah. Therefore, it's not mentioned in Hilchot Tzedakah. Therefore, the Magen Avraham could not bring a proof from the Rama in Hilchot Tzedakah. The requirement to pay for malschitim is what's called taxes, hilchos mas, if you will. And that's what the Makor Chaim explains.
No, it's
a tzedakah, hilchot tzedakah.
That's not tax,
it's different than tax. Very different than tax. It's tax and tzedakah. I need to pay taxes here. That covers, sometimes helps the poor. Sometimes it helps fix my road. It fixes the bridges. It fixes the gardening. That's not tzedakah. That's not a tax, though. No, they could kofen tzedakah. Okay, that's fine. But in halacha in Lomdus, that's called hilchot tzedakah. Hilchot tzedakah. Fine, so let's go weiter now. Now listen to this. Now what's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina if it's a tzedakah or a mas? The Gemara tells us that a Talmud Chacham is exempt from having to pay taxes. A Talmud Chacham, we have similar things in American law. There's parsonage. If you live in Nassau County, where I live most of the year, in Nassau County, Long Island, there's something called clergy tax exemption, which means on the real estate taxes, I don't have to pay the school taxes because of clergy exemption. There's a parsonage, which is federal, and there's clergy exemptions, which certain counties have adopted. So we have something not only in American law, but also in halacha as well, that they're exempt from paying taxes. Does a Talmud Chacham have to pay money for the maos chitim? Does he have to? Well, if it's a din in tzedakah, he should have to, just like he has to pay to the tamchoy, to the kupa, to the kura, he should have to pay maos chitim. But if it's a din in mas,
doesn't have to pay for
road repair. Doesn't pay for road. If it's a mas, if it's a tax, then he'd be exempt.
If it's a tax, is it a
mitzvah? This whole halacha, it's a minhag. The Rambam writes, it's a minhag to do this. Taxes in general, that's a whole halacha of dina malchus, a dina in general. I'm not trying.
It's not a mitzvah to give maos chitim,
right? Yeah, exactly. It's a minhag, and there's a certain, there's a monetary obligation, but not a mitzvah.
Exactly.
Would you get credit for charity if you were to give it? So if you take it as a very absolute and pure tax, there's no mitzvah. There's a monetary obligation that everybody has, but if you're Talmud Chacham, you're exempt from that monetary obligation. We'll get there. We'll get there. Very good. Good question. We'll get to Maisa. Good. We're labor today. Okay, so let's go through. Does the Talmud Chacham have to pay this tax, this tzedakah? So look at the language of number four, the Shulchan Aruch, number five, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya. He writes, Minog Pashit, Bechol Yisrael, Shekol Kal, Vakal, every community, Masimin Mas, place this tax, Al B'nei Iron on the city, Litzarech Chitim, Lepesach, Leknosam, to buy matzahs, Ulechalkam, La'aniya Iron. Fine. Stop there. It's a Mas. We would think that a Talmud Chacham would be Pater. But then the Shulchan Aruch Harav continues to say, "V'chol mi shadar b'ir yud beis chodesh nasek imnei ha'ir v'chayv liten masi mahem lazeh." Fine, if he lives there for 12 months, he now has to pay the taxes for the roads, for the bridges, for the gardening, whatever it might be. V'afilu tamidei chachamim tur min amas. In general, nosin chelkam, they would have to pay this one. Why? L'fisha tzedakah hizu. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there's either tudinim, or it's a type of tzedakah tax. It's not a pure tax. It's a tzedakah type of tax. And therefore, even though in general, a Talmud Chacham is exempt from paying taxes, this is a tax that comes for the purposes of tzedakah, and one would have to pay even a Talmud Chacham. And the Mishabura says this as well. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right. I thought you were going to ask a different question. How do you define who's a Talmud Chacham? Which is also important. But in terms of an ani, so the Gemara, the Mishnah talks about having very little money, which is very little for our means. But the Poskim talk about if you're able to, or one's able to live to basic standards, it's not objective. The Rav, the Poskim, has to decide, figure out whether the person has the means or not. But there's no real objective definition. In terms of who's a Talmud Chacham, that's a probably even harder question to answer. But at least for clergy exemptions and parsonage, it doesn't take much to get, you need to have the smicha and prove that your main profession is in a shul of some sort. In terms of the Ptur from Mas, I don't know who makes that decision. Now, the Mishnah Berurah number 6 makes this clear as well, that he assumes, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that Talmid Chachamim must pay. He writes, Afilu Talmid Chachamim pays HaPtur Mimas, meaning even though in general he's exempt from taxes, but this tax he's not exempt from because it's a tax for tzedakah, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. He goes on to say, Halacha L'maisa, Ein Prima Gadim Vishir, how much does one must give? HaNesina Tzarech Laharuch Al Kol Echa Lefi Mamonu. It's very subjective, depending on the person's means. He should give accordingly, whatever that means. There's no help, but the wealthier you are, the more generous you should be. The less means one has, the less obligation one has, but certainly you should give something towards the Maos Chitim Fund. Now, there's a beautiful pshat, a whole other approach to understanding the nature of Maos Chitim, according to Rav Zsolti. Rav Vital Zsolti has a beautiful sefer called the Mishas Yavetz. So there, he quotes from the Rambam a whole other angle of the nature of the mitzvah Maos Chitim. Look at the Rambam in the bottom, number 7 here. Rambam writes, I read the whole thing. Ketan haketanim, how does it work in terms of Simchas Yantav he's referring to? The ketanim, nosen lehem klayos ve'gozim megdanos, you give them nuts and candy, whatever they like, and they fulfill Simchas Yantav. They enjoy the candy, they enjoy the treats. Hanashim, when it comes to the women, kone lehem begadim, you buy them clothing, v'tachshit and naim and nice jewelry, kefim amon, according to your ability. Hanashim, the men, basar v'shosa yayin, we like meat and wine. Shein simcha ele basar, vein simcha ele b'yayin, we like meat, we like wine, fine. Uchshuhu ochel, when he eats v'shosa and he drinks, chayv lahachil leger liyasam ulal mana, you have to give the ger. You have to give the yasam, the orphan. You have to give the widow, imshar anim, along with the other poor, ha-malam, aval mi shenoil, delasos chatzer, if you lock your doors. V'ochel v'shosahu v'anavishto, you eat with you, your children, your wife alone. V'eino machil u'mashkil anim, you don't give the food and drink to help the poor. Ulamar nefesh, those who are in great bitter souls. Ein zu simcha mitzvah, ela simchas kreis. Your Simchas Yantif has been diminished. In order for you to properly fulfill your Simchas Yantif, you can't just fulfill your own desires and your meat and wine enjoyments. You have to help the Aniyim as well. And if you don't help the Aniyim, you have not fulfilled Simchas Yantif. So in other words, the halacha of Maos Chitim is a key in your Simchas Yantif. Not because it's tzedakah, not because it's a mas, it affects how my Simchas Yomtiv is going to be fulfilled. If I help them out with Maos Chitim, I fulfilled it. If I did not give Maos Chitim, that's not a fulfillment of Simchas Yomtiv. According to this, it sounds like it's a mitzvah, like you're asking before, not a tax, there's a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Not hilchot tzedakah. A mitzvah in Simchas Yomtiv. That's the chiddush of the Rambam and Rav Zsolti. I'm not sure if he says that. I mean, if I help out this guy, and there's another guy who does not have help, I may have still fulfilled it. He didn't say you have to make sure everyone's taken care of. I just can't be selfish. But I don't have to help everyone. Not everyone else. No, I can't be selfish. As long as I give one ani, I fulfilled it. Now, if there's another ani, and I didn't give him, but I gave this one, I fulfilled some prajantim still. Unfortunately, he didn't get money from me, but I still got it. I just can't be selfish. But I don't have to be completely selfless either. Okay.
So, compare this to when you're a bunch of ani and you want to send a tribute to yeshiva. And you only have a certain amount of money. But who do you give money to?
Yeah, so we're about to read now. There's a certain order of preference who you give money, who you give tzedakah to. But there's not a halacha in tzedakah right now. But there's a halacha in, Yeah, granted. We'll get to in a second. So we'll get to a second. The Poskim do discuss. The Poskim discuss, according to the Rambam, there's halacha, like you said, to also help out Sukkot time and Shavuos as well, and Rosh Hashanah. This is not unique to Pesach, it applies to all Yom Tovim, this halacha. Now, the fact that Rambam mentions it here So some say, we'll see in a second, the Shaar Tzion says, why dafka malschitim, nowhere else. But according to the Rambam, it would be a generic concept of every yontif, you would have to have this din. Ein echanami. But that's I want to get through. It's running late. We'll get through. Let's finish this. So now, the din is, so what happens as follows. Let's say a person does not have money. Do you have to borrow money in order to give the anim? Now, in Hilchot Tzedakah, I don't have to borrow money to give tzedakah. If I have, I give them. If I don't have, I don't give them. Because if you look at number 8, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, they're Marite, actually, Parnasas Atzmo Kodem Eschadam. If I need money, I need to take care of myself before taking care of my friend, my family. I'm the first one. If I don't have, there is no obligation. We wouldn't even recommend borrowing money to pay tzedakah. But when it comes to halachas of Simchas Yantiv, even a person who has no money has an obligation to borrow money to fulfill Simchas Yantiv. Look at the Gemara in Beitza number 9 in Tezvav Amin Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yalaz Rabbi Yoshimon. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's based in the Pasuk. Hashem says, Li Yisrael, Banai, my children, Lavu Alai, borrow on behalf of me, V'kitchu Kudushas Hayom, and sanctify Yantiv in the best way possible. V'aminu bi, trust in me, V'ani Pareya, I will ensure you have the money to pay back for borrowing for Simchas Yantiv. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Lalacha as well. Number 10. Dilav Hachi. Sorry, if a guy does not have the money to buy Hilchas Yantiv, for Yantiv, Tzarech, really it's a Hilchas Shabbos, this Halacha. Tzarech Lilvos, you have to borrow Kedei Shelo Levatel Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. Kimosh Amru Chazal, Sheomer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Banai Lavu Alive Ani Pareya. And the Shaar Tzion just adds number 11 here. Im Yachol Lahasig Mimi Lilvos. So you find someone who's willing to lend you money, Litzarech Lavos, you have to borrow. V'yiftach ba'Hashem Shu Yazrenu L'Shaim Lo, and trust that Hashem will give you the money to pay back. Now, Malos Chitim. Does a person have to borrow money to pay Malos Chitim? If the halacha is a din in tzedakah, there's no obligation to borrow money if I don't have my own. But if it's about Simchas Yantiv, we just saw, you have to borrow money, so how you have a kim in Simchas Yantiv, so I've got Basar and Yayin. If the Rambam is telling us part of Simchas Yantiv is making sure Reuven also has what to eat, so I have to borrow money also, not only for myself, but also to help him out, because that uneating is actually a kim in my personal Simchas Yantiv. Now, so we have three basic approaches. Is the payment of Malos Chitim a din in tzedakah? Is the payment of taxes? Or is it halacha in Simchas Yantiv? Now, you raised the question before, are you allowed to use Meiser Ksafim? You make $100,000 in a year. You have 10%, you have $10,000 to use. I use that money for tzedakah. Can I use it for Malos Chitim? Well, if it's taxes, I can't use that for tax purposes. If it's Hilchos Tzedakah, I can use it. If it's Simchas Yantiv, you could not use it for Simchas Yantiv. So that all depends on how you view the halacha for myself. Because even paying for him, it's really a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv for me. Even though Lemaisa, he's getting the money, but the Rambam views this as a halacha in Simchas Yantiv, and seemingly you would not have to. Now look what Rishon Zalman Paskins though. Number 12. Halicha Shlomo, he says, V'afta Kaimalan, we follow in Shulchan Aruch Yodea, De'ein Lefroa Chov Gamor Mimaisa Ksafim. If I have an obligation, to send my boys to yeshiva, I can't use Maisa Ksafim to fulfill my obligations. Now, if my boys are older and they're married and kolel, so then I don't have to support them. It's not a chiv, but I want to, then I can use Maisa Ksafim. But for an obligation, I cannot pay an obligation with Maisa Ksafim. Mikol Makom says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Kaven Shibizmanenu. Nowadays, Ein Seder Gevia Kavua. There's no set amount of how much you have to collect for Malos Chitim. The Gam Ein Sikum Kavua Shetzarach Litam. There's no order. There's no amount. Therefore, Lo Chashiv Kichov Gamor. The Halacha of Malos Chitim is not considered a full obligation, and therefore, Lachein Shapir Mutter Lefaru Mimaisik Zafim. Therefore, one can pay the obligations, or not the payments, the minug of Malos Chitim. Now, one final thought. The ani required to borrow for money. He wouldn't have to. In Echanam, he would have to, but I have to be willing to. My obligation is to support him. His obligation is to find money. Either he gets it from me, I do a nice chesed, or he borrows from the other guy, but we have different obligations here. My obligation with the money is to make sure he's got what to eat. Now, there is yet a fourth approach of what the nature of malschitim is that's found in the Shaar Tzion. To what you asked before, why do you only find the din of malschitim? Why not maos sukkah or maos dal minim, whatever you might want to call it? Why dafka malschitim? So look at number 13 in the Shaar Tzion. Shaar Tzion writes, Efshir de mishum de zet tiknu kan monenu bepesach yoser mishai regalim. While we had a takana to provide money only for Pesach and not for Shavuos or Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah, shuzman cheres the yoshin misubin. It's a time of freedom, and we're all sitting down, leaning v'chol echad hu bebeisav berov simcha. The family, you're singing, you have wine, you have matzah, you have everything, and this guy's not. The poor guy down the block doesn't have any of that. Ein ze kavod l'shem. It's a halacha in Bein Adam L'Makom. Up until now, it was a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro type of halacha. But now, it's not Kavod Shemayim, that there's a person who doesn't have money. So, to your point, we said before, if it didn't Simchas Yantif, I just need to help support one person. That's it. Even though there might be 10 other aniyim, I have to make sure I'm not selfish. I gave one guy, I'm Yotzei, my Simchas Yantif. But according to Shaar Tzion, it's like you said before, if there's one person, I helped 100 aniyim out, and there's one guy at the end who doesn't have any money, and he has nothing at his table, that is not a fulfillment of malschitim. I have to ensure that there's every Jew in this world who has what he needs, and if there's one who doesn't, that's a lack in kavod shemayim. That's what the Shaar Tzion says. But we have to make sure as a kehila, a communal obligation, that everybody has something on the table what to work with. And then you guys another answer also you suggested before. Pesach is just a very expensive holiday. It's very expensive, more so than other Yom Tovim, and therefore we have an extra encouragement. Now, one final point in Machshav, if you will, in Chassidus, if you will, Rameir, Rabbi Pirmishlam, says the following. This first halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tav Chav Tes, it starts off telling us halachas that we don't do tachanun. We already started mincha, no tachanun, for the next 30 days like this. And then it goes into the lachas of malschitim. What does one have to do with the next? They seem completely not correlated. What is the connection? So this way he writes, B'shulchan Aruch niftachim halach hilchos pesach tachas koseres under the title She'ein nofun al pneim kol nisan. That's the title of the simen taf chavtes. U'bereish simen koser abein yirhamah. Rama writes in the beginning of the simen, Hin haga minag liknas chitim l'chalkan l'anin l'tarach pesach. You collect money. Ma inyan chalukas chitim laniyim etel nefilas apayim. What does money collected for his matzah have to do with not falling on your faces, not saying tachanun? And this is a chassidish answer. He writes, Hayarebi Meirla miprimishlan says Omer, Maliyim nofata apanechem lo. What's the difference whether I fall on my face or not? Ha'ikr dagna, the biggest worry, shelo yitzdarchu aniyim heim lipol chasusham apanem. Our concern is not talking about tachanun. Concerns that no ani should fall on his face with embarrassment, fall on his face without any money. And therefore, in order to fulfill this concept, again, it's not a halacha point, but it's a machshava point. In order to fulfill the idea that no Jew in Nisan should chas v'sham fall, be embarrassed, we have an obligation to pick them up and help support them with maos chitim. Everybody have a wonderful day. And Mitzvah Hashem, see you next week.